This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, August 16, 2016, sunrise at 5:51 a.m., sunset at 7:42 p.m. Scanning the region's newspapers, Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Daily Times that Gloucester City officials have moved to suspend the operating license of Lighthouse Taxi Company after learning over the weekend that the company was not carrying any current insurance on its vehicles or carrying workers' compensation. Interim City Clerk Joanne Sinos, whose office works with Gloucester Police and the Licensing Board on licensing issues, said she sent a letter Monday afternoon to Lighthouse and its owner, Sean McKinnon, regarding the suspension, which aims to take effect immediately. The letter asks him to appear before the board at its meeting of August 25. The letter cites both insurance issues as reasons for behind the suspension. Ray Lamont continues in the Times that McKinnon, who was meeting with a handful of staffers Monday inside the company's locked offices on Gloucester Avenue, said shortly after noontime that he was hoping to address the insurance coverage of the cabs Monday with both his insurance carrier and the state's Registry of Motor Vehicles. He's quoted as saying, "Unfortunately, the recall surfaced Saturday morning when both our insurance company and the registry were closed, so we were unable to operate, but we're working on everything now." Meanwhile, Gloucester Police Chief Leonard Campanello confirmed on Monday the issue surfaced through a Saturday morning traffic stop on one of the Lighthouse vehicles. A check with the registry showed that the vehicle's insurance had expired. A further check found that none of the Lighthouse vehicles were covered under active insurance policies, according to Ray Lamont. And the Registry of Motor Vehicles has rejected two North Shore site proposals. Bill Newell has that story.
The state has rejected proposals to locate a Registry of Motor Vehicles branch in Peabody or Beverly, prolonging North Shore residents' wait for a new branch. In a story in Tuesday's edition of the Salem News, Paul Layton writes, "A spokesman for the Massachusetts Division of Capital Asset Management and Maintenance, which oversees real estate for the state, said Monday that the proposals did not meet the needs of the registry. He said officials are evaluating how to proceed. The state has been looking for new locations on the North Shore since closing the branch at the Liberty Tree Mall in Danvers in June due to persistent problems with air conditioning. The state issued a request for proposals for a new site and received two responses, one from 535 Lowell Street in Peabody and another from 50 Dunham Road in Beverly. State Representative Tom Walsh of Peabody said registry officials had expressed concerns over the high price of real estate for the North Shore locations. With the closure of the Danvers branch, the nearest registries are in Revere and Wilmington. I'm Bill Newell for MSONewsSports.com.
Alrighty, Bill, thank you very much. In the Gloucester Times, Sean Horgan writes that the Cape Pond Ice property at 104 Commercial Street in Gloucester is back on the market. Almost 4 years after he first listed the property for sale, Cape Pond Ice President Scott Memhard has retained Nordland Associates to market the approximately 41,000-square-foot property to potential buyers with the intention of leasing back a portion to run a scaled-back ice manufacturing and delivery operation. The site, in the heart of the Fort neighborhood, sits on a 0.8-acre parcel with 100 feet of deep water wharf frontage. The property is assessed by the city at $707,500, $371,900 for the land, and $335,600 for the building and improvements. Julie Manganis writes in the Salem News that a Salem Superior Court judge said he'll decide by the end of this week whether to release a 19-year-old Marblehead woman charged with biting off part of a rookie Salem policewoman's ear during the teen's arrest earlier this month. Emma Wiley has been held without bail at MCI Framingham since her arraignment in Salem District Court last week on charges that include mayhem and aggravated assault and battery after a judge there found her too dangerous to release. Wiley appealed and on Monday was in front of Salem Superior Court Judge Timothy Feely, asking to be sent home to await trial with at least a curfew, if not home confinement, her lawyer argued. Wiley's new attorney, Michael Callanan, argued that his client recently underwent a change in therapist that disrupted her treatment for mental illness, which a prior attorney described as anxiety, depression, and obsessive-compulsive disorder. Callanan is quoted as saying Miss Wiley has struggled with mental health issues since she was a child. You can read more on this story by Julie Manganis in today's Salem News. Gayla Cowley writes on itemlive.com, "What a difference a few steps make. The Swampscott side of Kings Beach was nearly empty on Monday, while the Lynn side of the shore featured more people. Beachgoers say they were drawn there because it's clean and algae-free. Timothy Baldini, a Peabody resident, is quoted as saying the Swampscott side is filthy. Still, there weren't many people on the beach at all, partly due to the no swimming sign recently placed by the Department of Conservation and Recreation. Last week, the agency posted a sign warning swimmers at Kings Beach of elevated bacteria, according to Mark Steffen, a DCR spokesman. The state agency tests all of its beaches for bacteria levels weekly. In the past 2 years, Steffen said the agency has spent about $300,000 to remove algae from Lynn and Nahant's beaches. The Swampscott side of Kings Beach is maintained by the seaside town, not DCR. Gino Cresta, Swampscott Department of Public Works Director, said they've been raking Kings Beach 3 times a week. Raking the algae has had mixed results, however. And don't forget, check out our news page for the latest on yesterday's fire up in Gloucester. We've got plenty of pictures, an interview with Fire Captain Phil Harvey, and plenty more. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.